Hunter Lawrence, your brother just told me that this track does not even rank in the top three of the best tracks on the circuit. I think he's drunk or high. This is the best track on the circuit.
The best track. It is definitely up there. Honestly, the best track on the circuit, and it's tough because when you think of a circuit, it's like you think of your racing past there, you think of how you've raced, how it is to pass guys.
Put that aside.
You have to take all of it out. And I think the funnest track to ride, if I was just trying to ride a track on fun, like I want to go golf at a PGA course, High Point would have to be up in the top three.
He said.
High Point would have to be in the top three. I think Iron Man. Because you got to remember, like, Iron Man has a lot of fun jumps. And there's a lot of fun stuff. Like, this track is incredible, but it's gnarly, you know? Like, you imagine if you're a guy that's not fit, you're just trying to ride on the weekend.
I ride here. I'm not fit. I've ridden here a bunch.
You've got those gnarly sand rollers. You've got the big down. You know, it's a tough track. It's a national level track. I'd say it's a national caliber track.
All right, I'm going to disagree, but we'll move on. Red Flag came out. You're in front. Red Flag comes out. Your second start, nowhere near where it needed to be. And honestly, I was just talking to Dungey about this, whether it's Jason, whether it's RJ, a couple of guys. When you have to do so much work in the second moto of a hot day, it's hard to really get in there.
It is. And, like, I'm like, damn, that's at the moment I was kind of like, okay, is it a red flag? Because I didn't see a red flag. Everyone was just waving the white and red, which means don't jump. So I'm like trying to scrub, and I'm like, who's catching me? Like you know, normally they always bunch up, and then there's just one big guy on the hill, and he was just like chilling with a flag. He's just like, and I'm like, yeah, you sure? Like, you sure it's canned? And I'm like looking back, and I'm like to Jet, and he's like, yeah, it's done. I'm like, okay, we're good. Like, not that I like slow down and then get like passed by like five guys, and I'm like, wait, it's a red flag, right? So.
The guy on the hill said red flag.
The big guy gave me the nod and the, yeah, mate, she's done. So I thought, hey, looks like a guy with a credible knowledge. Why not? Like, I don't even think he was a flag marshal or anything. But
yeah, and then it didn't work the second one. And then, honestly, like, you moved up quick, but then it looked like you hit a bit of a wall.
I did. You did. Well observed. I was pushing to catch up, bridge that gap, and I had every intention to, and I got in there and I was pushing, and then I was just the old body was feeling it. So it's been tough. We kind of had a building week this week of getting back onto where on the right path, and Red Bud was really tough on my body and myself. Just, you know, the bike was beating me up, so I was exerting 30-40% more energy in my motos than Jet, you know, and we're just basing it off him because I'm with him all throughout the, you know, easy level. And first motor was really good, but still just exerting more energy than what I need to be. So, and I think it showed a little in the second motor.
I didn't see it, but a lapper got you in the way, I guess, is the word I'm hearing.
Yeah. At the end of the rollers, there was two guys, and obviously they're battling, and one guy went inside, and the other guy kind of went in the middle of the middle to berm, like not a race line. And I'm like, okay, he's kind of like checking up. I'll go around him and. And then I come in, and then the guy on the inside went out and right, and then that guy was there, so then he went right as well, and I just got, like, boxed in, and then Jet was like,
thanks.
I'm just like, oh, that sucks. and then obviously, like, the red flag when I was leading, I'm just kind of like, oh, that's a bummer. But at the time, now it's, I'm like, yeah, damn, bit of unfortunate, but...
You guys are on another level, right, man? I mean, look, full credit to Joe. He's kept it in there, which I think is really impressive, but you guys are just raising the game, it seems like.
It's freaking tough, man, because, like, when Jet passed me in the first one, where did he pass me? I can't even remember. I think it was maybe up the hill. It was up the hill, I believe, to Thingo, maybe. I could be wrong. Anyway.
Yes, I think he went outside, didn't he go? Yes.
I think it was something like that. And then in my mind, I'm like, okay, like, how long do I sit behind him? And it's the same for him, because it's like, okay, how long am I willing to sit behind him and leave the charge at the end? Because we learn so much off each other. Like, you know, off Jurassic Park, where those raptors, they get more and smarter.
Smarter,
and more,
yeah.
And adapt and adapt and adapt. That's literally...
they're opening doors and shit.
Yeah, then they're opening doors. Like, that's literally, like, how it is with me and Jet. Like, he's high point. Yeah. I'd study 4 laps, pass him. He'd study 4 laps, get me back. Yeah. And then vice versa, you know? So it's like, it's not just like racing all out, because it's like our speed is so similar when we're right there with each other that even if one of us is a little slower than the other, we can adapt and boom on the fastest speed, you know? Yeah. So it's tough. It's a very strategical race.
So like on a Tuesday, are you guys this close on a Tuesday, Thursday, or is there sometimes where you are way better or he's way better than you?
No, we're near identical. Yeah, yeah. You know, we see each other on certain parts of the track, and
so nobody has a bad day of practicing. Really, you guys are continuing to just
No, like there's guys like one day Jed will be a little tired, another I'll be like, oh, dude, like I'm smoked as well, and you know, so and then there'll be some days where we're like, we're both tired, and then we'll just kind of knock it down a notch, and we'll just work on some other things, and obviously, try not to be silly, you know. Like it's kind of like both of us let our guard down, and we're like, ah, okay, you know, and we'll just do our thing.
Okay, well, it's cool to watch. Right now, he's getting the better of you, but it's still cool to watch, man.
It's tough to beat. It's tough to beat. So
bastard.
Yeah, son of a bitch. No, I'm just kidding.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.